Why, hello, and welcome to the Winning Writers Interview Series. So pleased that you have stopped by. My name is Daniel Hall, and this interview series is sponsored by RealFastVIP.com. Today, I'm really excited to introduce you to RealFastVIP.com member, Kate Kirkwood. Kate is an author, and Kate, welcome to the interview. What is the name of your book?
My book is called A Parent's Five-Step Guide to Lead Poisoning.
Awesome. And tell me what inspired you to write this book, kind of the backstory of the book.
So I was a college business professor for many years and a mom with young children. And I was consulting on the side, doing general business consultation in the city of Manchester, New Hampshire, the largest city in the state where I live, was looking for someone to help them market a program about childhood lead poisoning. So I went to talk with them, but I knew nothing about lead poisoning. And I learned that a two-year-old girl had died in Manchester just a year or two before of lead poisoning from the dust, from the old paint that was chipping and peeling and flaking in her home. So I was horrified and did a little research and learned that this is a pretty significant problem all over the country. We have children and adults too who are getting sick, some permanent brain damage, some death, obviously, from this deteriorated paint and the dust that gets into the air and on their hands and goes into their mouths. So I was horrified and I wanted to do something about it.
So you decided to sort of pick up the flag, pick up the banner and start this crusade, essentially.
Yes. And I wanted something really simple. So the book is very short. It's you can read it in an hour or a little more. It's about 50 pages. And it's called a five-step guide, some simple steps that parents can take. And while I was writing that book, I got the idea to write a children's book as well. So I have a book called Skylar Learns About Lead Poisoning. And this is where a child comes home from school with some information about these dangers and shares that information with mom. And so the parent, as they read through the book, reading to the child, there's very colorful illustrations and a little guessing game that they play and so forth. But really the parent is learning, or the babysitter or the caregiver along the way.
Wow. So what is sort of your intended audience? Who do you want to get this book in the hands of?
Parents, first of all, anyone who works in daycare or in preschools, anyone who has grandchildren. Many times I think the people who have the older homes are, their grandparents, so they're running daycare centers or even commercial buildings, sometimes children's museums, those kinds of places can have this chipping, peeling, flaking paint. So I really just want everyone who has children under six in their lives to be aware of the problem and to have some simple steps that they can take to keep those kids safe.
This is really, really an awesome message. As a nurse myself, many people don't know I have a BSN degree, a Bachelor of Science in Nursing, and for a decade held a RN degree, license. But one of the things that we really learned is that this is a continuing problem, that this problem has not been eradicated. And I'm really very excited that you are shining a bright light on this to hopefully alleviate the problem, or it make somebody's life better, or actually help somebody survive. That's so empowering to me that you are actually doing that. So let me ask you this. What one thing has really perhaps been most surprising in your journey in trying to get this message out?
So mostly I'm surprised how few people are aware of the problem at all. People don't realize, and it's not just about renovation. It's not just about when we cut and scrape and sand and renovate, but just living in these older homes, raising and lowering those old windows and opening and closing the doors, that we create these little bits of dust that gets spread around. And I've been very fortunate since the book was published. I've been invited to speak, and I get to go and talk to so many groups of contractors and landlords and parents and realtors, and in every area. I'm just amazed at how people think this was a problem we solved many years ago. But in fact, the research is very clear that a lot of American children today are suffering from this terrible problem. I was fortunate to have been chosen to do a TEDx talk on the topic. So you can go to YouTube and you can search TEDx and my name. Or if you go to, and we have a YouTube channel, our website is called LeadPaintClearAndSimple.com. We're just trying to give people some simple things that they can do. And in the TEDx talk, I actually show people how they can test some things in their own home to see what's lead and what's not.
Awesome. So tell folks where they can go get these books.
I'm available on Amazon. In fact, they're very inexpensive. The Kindle editions, one of them is actually free if you belong to the Unlimited program. So go to Amazon.com, search Books by Kate Kirkwood, and those two will turn up, and I'm in the process of writing some more. And also go to my website, www.leadpaintclearandsimple.com, which will take you to our YouTube channel and a whole bunch of free information.
And they could watch your TEDx talk there as well?
Absolutely. Yes. On the website, there's a link to that too.
Awesome. Well, Kate, I first off, I really commend you on basically bringing this to light and educating people about this problem, because I think you would agree that the problem can be eradicated like completely through education.
Absolutely. It's really very simple solutions, as simple as just putting a coat of latex paint over that old chipping, peeling, flaking stuff. It will be enough. But we just need to teach families about cleaning up that dust and keeping that paint intact.
Awesome. So go grab the book or books by searching Kate Kirkwood on Amazon.com. And if you're watching this on one of the Real Fast platforms, I will have the link somewhere around this video. And Kate, excellent job with this book. Really, really appreciate you you educating folks, as I know that you're out there changing lives.
Thank you.
Kate, I also understand that you are a realfastvip.com member. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
So can you tell folks the reason why you are a member?
Definitely. When I first started, I had this idea to write this book 10 years ago, and I just didn't get to it. You know, life got in the way. I was busy with the kids. It just didn't happen. And I saw your name, and I saw some interesting things you were doing. The idea about those criminal background checks, there was speaking on cruise ships. I thought, what a fascinating guy. So as I was looking around at all the products and things that you offer, I saw this program called Real Fast Book. And I thought, all right, that's what I need. So I got it, and I started looking at it. Little, you know, a video here, a video there. But I didn't move very quickly. Actually waited quite a long time. And eventually one day, I went back to the website and I couldn't get in. I don't know if I lost my login or you had changed the website or whatever it was, but your support people are the best in the world. And right away they were able to get me back up and running on the program. And I thought, I'm going to do this right now. This is a sign. So I did. I got started. And I started with this idea of, is your child lead poisoned? That was going to be the first book. And as I went along and I listened, I followed your program one step at a time. Very simple. Here's how you design the cover. Here's how you format the inside. Here are the kinds of things to watch out for. Here's how you get your publishing through Amazon and CreateSpace and all of those pieces that I knew nothing about. And as I was going, I realized we need something for kids too. So I sidestepped a little bit and created the kids book, and I was able to actually publish both of them in a month. So that was the best. And from that point, I've gotten speaking engagements all over the country. I got the TEDx talk. Once you're a published author, you just have so much credibility. And just this last week, I saw royalties come in from Australia. I don't know anybody in Australia. So I can't thank you enough, Daniel. It was really through your program that I got the book published, and your support people helped me when I needed it. And now I'm going to publish a bunch more. I love the VIP program that I get to listen most Fridays. I get to listen in, and the website has so much great information. I'm learning about all kinds of things I didn't know about, podcasts and online classes, and it's been great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Kate, for being a member. And my question is, if somebody was considering becoming a realfastvip.com member, they were on the fence, what would you tell them?
I would absolutely jump on this program. You are an expert in your subject, right? I'm an expert in lead poisoning. I don't know anything about book publishing and marketing and figuring out all those details. I wouldn't know. And so to partner with an expert who can let me focus on my message and then help me and help you get that message out to the world in a way that we never could on our own. So I can't say enough good things about the VIP program. It will encourage you to think in different ways, give you the technical support where you need it, and help you get your message out to the world.
Kate, thank you so much for taking the time to, for number one, saying that. I really, really appreciate that. It really warms my heart. And thanks for taking the time to actually make this lead poisoning problem a crusade that you are actually doing something about and building a career out of it to boot, which is very inspiring as well to many people. So kudos to you. So go grab Kate's book right now, Amazon.com, or her website. And again, it'll be somewhere posted around this video, I hope, and go grab it right now. Thank you, Kate. I really, really appreciate you being a member of realfastvip.com.
Thank you for helping me get the word out, Daniel.